for as long as Vancouver Sun columnist Vaughn Palmer has been speaking to you on KUOW, he has been speaking to you about poo. Mr. Palmer, might this 30-year-old saga be coming to an end?
Yeah, right. You can take it to the bank. How many times have we promised that?
Right.
Sewage treatment is at hand in Victoria. I've done speeches in Seattle. I've done public meetings. I've done phone-in on KUOW, and people always want to know, when are you folks up there going to start treating your sewage? Well, you know, we kind of walk up to it, and we're almost ready to get started, and then we back off and drop the ball. So we couldn't possibly recover all of the developments in the last few years, but in this past week, the regional government for the capital of British Columbia has decided to go ahead with a sewage treatment plant at the entrance to the harbor. So if you were coming into Victoria on one of the ferries out of either Port Angeles or out of Seattle, there's a cruise ship terminal on the right side, starboard, and on the left side is an old tank farm, and that's where the sewage treatment plant is going to go. People, Bill, who've been following this story for decades, know that that was originally where it was going to go. In fact, they started clearing the site 2 years ago. Local council blocked it, sent them back to the drawing board. They studied a whole bunch of other possibilities and came back and said, nope, that's the place to put it. And this time it does look as if it's going ahead. Probably the reason is that the local government had a gun to its head. The federal government of Canada, the provincial government of British Columbia, promised to pay a third of the cost, but they basically said, if you folks don't go ahead with this by the end of September, we're going to use the money for something else. We're tired of waiting.
Okay, I want to learn more about this sewage treatment plant. First of all, we should understand, how come Victoria doesn't just treat its sewage? Port Angeles does it, Squim does it, Port Townsend does it across the strait. What's the deal?
Yeah, in fact, if you go to Port Angeles, I believe they're in the process of building a new sewage treatment plant because the old one is pretty much worn out. They've had one since 1975. We've just gotten away with it. I mean, what can you say? We've gotten away with it. The national government and the provincial government gave the region, the capital, a waiver. The capital and the region took the point of view that the Strait of Juan de Fuca has a, quote, natural flushing action that just dealt with the sewage, so all you had to do was dump it out there in the water, and that's what we've been doing. There have been various threats, Bill, of tourism boycotts and fines from the national government and everything and over the years. And every time that's happened, the province has said, okay, well, we're going to finally deal with it. The region has said, we're going to deal with it. Okay, we're finally going to deal with it. But they just kept putting it off. And I think what finally happened this year is the two senior governments said, enough fooling around. If you don't do it, you still have to treat your sewage. You're still going to get fined for it. But we're not helping to pay for it because we've waited long enough. And I think that's what finally got the region dealing with it. It does look as if it is going to go ahead. Construction should be completed. Sewage treatment should be online by 2020, 2021, somewhere in there.
You said, Vaughn, that a big reason this sewage treatment plant is going through is that they shrank the footprint of it.
Yes.
Not that we don't trust you, but does a shrinking footprint mean any less treatment of the sewage?
No, in fact, they've jacked up the quality of the treatment. It was originally secondary. It's now going to be at least partial tertiary, so they've actually improved the level of treatment. The shrinking of the footprint, it's weird. It's just a zoning issue. The local government there, the municipality of Esquimalt, they have zoned the site for sewage treatment, but they capped the size of the project. And the previous proposal required a variance under zoning, and the local council used that as an excuse to block the project. So when they redesigned the sewage treatment plant, they increased the level of treatment, they reduced the size of the plant by essentially just a redesign issue. And so the council locally has no more basis to block it. That's the other reason it's gone ahead. I attended the council meeting, Bill, on Monday night, and there's a mood of resignation in the room, but the mayor and the councilors admit it's too late. They can't stop it. It's going to happen. So, you know, I've talked about this on the show many times, so I guess what you'd say is believe it when you see it, but it does look as if within the next 3 or 4 years we will actually start treating our sewage in the provincial capital of British Columbia, a mere 30 years after we first promised to do it.
Yeah, that's right. Washington Governor Mike Lowry was in on that sewage treatment summit. Okay, we just have a few seconds, Vaughn. Is any part of you then a bit sad about the settling of the sewage?
To lose the story?
Yeah.
No, I've made fun of Victoria often enough.
Okay.
That I think it's overdue, Bill. It's time we get going on this.
Vancouver Sun columnist Vaughn Palmer, good to talk with you. We'll find more to talk about next week, okay?
Bye-bye, Bill.
Thanks again. KUOW's The Record. Get our podcast, will you, wherever you get your podcast, iTunes, etc. Thanks for tuning in today.